looking over the report from this past month, a lot of good numbers for tractors and combines are both up. Talk a little bit just generally about those numbers.
Well, we're very excited about the May combine and tractor report because it showed a nice jump month over month and year over year for the categories that we track in terms of tractor sales.
What could be some of the reasons that we are seeing those numbers increase?
Well, for the last 18 months, we really have been experiencing what I'd like to call sort of a stable or at least a slight recovery. And basically what happened is after several months of decline, after the really good years of 2013, 14, 15 for tractor sales, we saw some pretty dramatic drop-off. And now we've finally, started to see some of those recovering happen. And now what we're being able to anticipate is, month-over-month gains. Some of them are pretty good. Some of them are just okay. But the direction is certainly heading in the right way.
And there was a huge jump in combine numbers for the month of May. Why would that have been?
There is a very big jump in combine numbers for May, and we're kind of diving into what those numbers look like by asking our various manufacturers, was there a special promotion or one particular manufacturer sharing, getting more of the benefit from that than others. And really what we've found is it is universal, all of the gains, not just in combines, but combines and tractors in general, have been kind of shared across the entire industry, or certainly all of those manufacturers that are making those pieces of equipment. So there's a number of reasons, a number of factors that they're pointing to as to what is causing that to happen. I think you can say that the tax reform has an impact. You could say that just in general positive attitudes about the future ag market. I think all of those things are leading to farmers just feeling a little bit more comfortable with making some of those investments.
Is this something that you expect to continue? Do you think these numbers will just continue to increase since we've kind of seen that jump back?
You know, it's tough to judge a trend off of a 30-day spike, so I'm a little cautious of doing that. But I would say that year-over-year numbers showing the increase that they've shown, year-over-year to date numbers, that points to something that I think is certainly sustainable. We've been saying for the last few months that we're in a replacement market, and replacement markets are good. It's solid business. It's farmers that may have deferred purchasing new equipment for a year or two, waiting for the economy to turn just a little bit, and basically came to the point where they needed to make a investment in a new piece of equipment. So that's really what's been driving the market for the last few months. But now when we see a big spike like this, this points to something else. We're trying to figure out what it is specifically, and our manufacturers are saying that they're just feeling optimistic and that farmers are feeling optimistic. So I would like to say that this is sustainable, or certainly an indication that farmers feel like the economy is on an upturn, the ag economy is on an upturn, and that they're willing to make those investments into their farm.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
I would like to speak to, it's not all good news, because, we as AEM and the ag market in general are very concerned about trade. And we're very concerned about the steel tariffs and potential for trade retaliation. And I think everyone in farm community agrees that we would love to have a much better trade deal with all of our major trading partners. But short-term actions cause a lot of, pain and consternation, whether that's an increase in steel prices for the manufacturers that causes the pieces of equipment to go up, or if that means that there's a trade retaliation with China that causes them to not want to purchase our grain, that causes some real uncertainty and some real concern. So, though I'd like to say that it's looking very, very positive, there's a big storm cloud that is unknown right now, specifically around trade and other sort of black swan events that are still just a little bit unknown. Hate to say that politics plays a big part of agriculture, but it absolutely does, because trade policy matters to our farmers.